We are in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tafayin Beis. We're up to Sifches, and we'll be doing Ches and Tes. Sifches, Sarach Lishtos Arba Koses Al HaSeder. You have to drink the four koses in order. What does that mean? Chazal were metaken. The first kos is to be said, to say Kiddush over. The second kos, the Haggadah. The third kos, benching. The fourth kos, we complete Hallel and Birkas Hashir. So, whereas im shasen zet acher zet shaloka seder lo yotze, if you just drank four koses and not in that order, you are not yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha has a shaila of what happens if someone did not, for some reason, he is not saying the whole Haggadah, but he did not drink his four koses with Kiddush, with Haggadah, with benching, and with Hallel. However, he didn't just drink them one after the other. He waited in between. Is that good enough or not? So he comes out that there is a machlokus, that whether the halacha of Al HaSeder means dafkin the way Chazal were metaken it, or that it has to be, they have to be done separately with a gap in between and not just drinking one after the other, because then we would consider all like one drinking. Siftes, Shir HaKos, Revius. The Shir of the Kos is a Revius, La'achar Shim Zagenu, after you dilute it, meaning it's a Kos of drinkable wine. If it's concentrated wine, then it would be only after your Mozegit and Hilchos Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah went through the Shir in detail. Now, Lamaisa, he comes out, and a little bit later, we run into this in Hilchos Pesach as well, that the Tzlach was Machadish, that Bizman HaZeh, we are to double all of the Shirin. And the Mishnah Berurah there comes out that for Doraisis, one should be Machmir, for Drabonans, one could be Makel. Now, Arba Kosis are Drabonan, Kiddush Ala Kos and Leil Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah brought a day as a Doraisa. As a result of it, for the Arba Kosis, one can go with the smaller Shirin. Whereas when it comes to the first kos on Shabbos, there would be reason for one to be machmer and use the larger shear. Says the Ramayim Rotsa Lamazgo, when is there maziga? If you do want to dilute it, and we did go through the sugya there in Hilchos Shabbos of whether or not our wines are dilutable. Halacha lamaisa, you cannot dilute wines in a way that you couldn't sell it as wine. It has to be something that you could market as wine. Then the Machaber says, V'yishte kulo o rubo. You should drink all of it or most of it, which means lechatchila, on Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah to drink kulo. There's a mitzvah to drink the entire kos because of the chavivis of the kos on Leil HaSeder, o rubo, or b'dieved, rov of the kos. Now, it's unclear from the Mishnah Berurah, and it seems like there are two deis in this. This halacha that you should drink kulo is referring to kulo if you have a revius, or kulo regardless of the size of the kos. Is there a lechatchila to drink the entire kos, even if it's a very large one? That's unclear. With regard to rubo, we'll see very soon. But one of the nafka minas is, if someone has a choice between taking a larger kos and, say, being yotza the dais that hold that the shear revius is twice the size of what we measure out to be a revius today, if one wants to be choshish for that, are you better off using a smaller kos that has a smaller shear and drink all of it, or to use a larger kos and not drink all of it? So that's unclear from the Mishnah Berurah. It could be that if we paskin that in a drabanan you don't have to be choshish for that other shita, then the lechatchila of drinking a kulo would really win over it. Then the Machaber goes on. Vimyeshbo harbe revius sholsumen kolkach bnei yodam kaminyan revius shabo. You can have people sharing one kos as long as there's enough to have a revius there for everybody. Now, you're supposed to drink from a kos that is not a kos pogum, and once the first person drinks, that may have a halach of a kos pogum, lemaisa, and also it's supposed to be a kos mole, the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that what we're talking about here is that one makes kiddush, drinks, the other one makes kiddush and drinks, and so on. So at the time of kiddush, it wasn't necessarily a kos mole, or at the time that he made the bar priya gafen, it wasn't a kos mole. So he says, we're only going with the ikar adin here, meaning he's not telling you this is what you should do, he's just telling you that b'dieved you're yotze, because b'dieved you are yotze, even though the kos was not mole. The Yesh Omrim Shetzarach Lishtos Rova Kos Afilo Machsik Kama Revius. Some say there's a daya that you have to drink rov kos regardless of how big the kos is. So here, it would turn out that if someone does want to be machmer and use a larger kos, he has to make sure that he drinks rov of it, or according to this sheet, that he's not going to be yotzo altogether. So even though the halacha is that you yotzo a kosher bracha with rov rov revius, for leil haseder you would need rov kos. La halacha, the Mishnah Brura paskins like the first day that you don't need rov of the kos, just rov of the revius. But he says lachatchila you shouldn't take a large kos and not drink rov of it. You should definitely take a kos where you're going to be able to drink rov of it easily to be yotzo this day, at least lachatchila. Says the Ramah, v'tzarech lishtos hashir shelo behefsek gadol, you have to drink this shir within a shorter amount of time. Now, what is this? So, lamaisa, there's a machlokis haposkim that we find in the Machaber in several places. If the shir of shtia is kadesh shtias revius, which is like two gulps, the amount of time that it takes, two sips that is, the amount of time that it takes for the average person to drink a revius, or is it kedei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat 4 eggs worth of food, which is approximately 3 minutes. The dais range from 2 to 9. So the question is it like 2 sips, or is it more like 3 minutes? Now, la halacha, the Mishnah Brura paskins here that if you did not have it bechtei achilas pras, you are not yotze even b'dieved, and you have to drink over again, even in the third or fourth kos. Lechatchila, one should drink it bechdei shtias revius, the amount of time that one normally drinks a revius. The mashmos of the Mishnah, the Mishnah Brura pretty much says this lechatchila, that if you drank it in a longer amount of time than kedei shtias revius, but less than kedei achilas pras, then in the first kosis you should drink over again, in the third and fourth kosis you should not drink over again. Whereas if you drank it in more than kedei achilas pras, there you're definitely not yotze, and even in the third and fourth kos you should drink over again.